Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, the weekly podcast of the University of South Alabama Athletics Department. I'm Brian Freeman, Associate Athletic Director for Media Relations, and joining us this week is senior guard from the women's basketball team, Colby Davis. Colby, thanks for stopping by this week.
Thank you for having me.
One of the reasons that I thought you might be an appropriate guest this week is that you are among the 30 student athletes who are graduating, earning their college degree, which for you will happen Saturday afternoon, ceremony at the Mitchell Center. What does it mean to you to know that you've made it through and that you're getting your degree?
It means a lot. This is a huge accomplishment for me, but not only just me, for my family as well. I had the pleasure of being able to graduate in 3.5 years. And it's just a huge accomplishment for me, and I'm very excited.
So I'm glad you brought up that point, because that was going to be my next question. It's not just that you're doing it, and you know, most people think the standard timeline is 4 years. You're graduating a semester early. What were some of the things that you did that allowed that to happen, that put you on that track to where you could graduate early?
I think it was just coming to summer school every summer. I think actually last summer was my first summer that I didn't go the entire summer. I just did the first summer session. But I would definitely say the summer semesters really did help me to be able to graduate in 3.5 years.
Exercise science major, correct?
Yes, sir.
And, you know, when you look back on it, do you remember what drove you to follow that field, to go into that major, into that program of study, and maybe down the line what you hope to do?
Yes, I actually, after I leave South and move back home, I'm actually wanting to go to nursing school because I want to become a nurse. I have a lot of nurses, or aunts that are nurses in my family, and they've kind of inspired me, and I just love helping people. So when I move back home, I'm looking to attend the nursing program at UTA and go from there.
Now, you're in a different situation, because most people, they graduate, they pack up, they leave campus, they go wherever home or the next job is. You're going to be here next semester as well. You've got obviously the rest of the basketball season. And so have you thought about kind of your plans or your goals for the spring semester as you finish your time at South?
Yes, it's just I'm going to do another major. Most likely is going to be arts and sciences, and actually what I want to do with that is just being able to take my prereqs for nursing school, just I guess to go ahead and just start that to just help prepare me to be able to get into nursing school when I move back home.
So we're at a point now, you guys haven't played since Sunday. You have a 3-4 record currently, and you're hitting a stretch where you've got about after finals ends, starting Monday, three games at home in a little over a week, four before the break. Then you get in the conference play. You open with rival Troy on New Year's Eve. What do you think this team can accomplish this year? What do you guys have set as goals going into March and the end of the year?
I think this year's team, we look to accomplish a lot, and I believe that we can with the talent that we have. I just think that if we just stick to our principles defensively, I think we'll be fine. I think that each player on this team has a role. And I think that going into conference play or even just these last few preseason games, I think if we can just stick to our roles and know what we need to do on the court, I think we'll be fine.
So we're past this point, but for most of this semester up until the last week, you know, you've got a schedule where you've got to mix the academic part with the athletic part. And, you know, for our listeners, kind of describe a typical day during the semester, how you divide your time up and your responsibilities, and what's a typical day for you?
Typical day for me is class, in after class, maybe going to study hall. After that, it'll be going to practice, and then after that, more study hall and going to sleep, and then just starting my new day and doing the same routine over again.
You like routine? Does that make you, is that something that you think in athletics that you've gotten comfortable with?
Yes, definitely. I think being a student athlete, you have to be on a routine just to know what you need to do in that day. And just, I think it, for me personally, I just think it helps me to know what I need to get done.
You know, you talked about all the aspects of it, and like how much time would you say that during the last semester you'd spend in study hall a week? And but then also, how much time would you say watch film? Or how, you know, I know for the on the court stuff that up until a certain point of the season you're allowed 8 hours of activity, and then it goes into 20 going into the season, so that time is accounted for. But what about the stuff off the court that people don't see? How much time do you spend doing those other things?
I think with study hall, I would say at least 4 to 5 hours a week. Currently, I was enrolled in 2 classes this semester, which was a lot easier for me this semester. And not just that, being that I'm getting ready to graduate. So this semester wasn't that hard for me in balancing out school or with study hall. As far as film goes, I think that would kind of just be on my downtime. I would go in and get with Coach Fowler and ask him, hey, Coach Fowler, do you have any clips that you need to show me or whatever? And, you know, we'll just kind of watch film and just see what I can improve in or what I can do better in or just things like that.
So I want to go back to the start of your South career. And as a freshman, you played 19 games. You started 8. What do you think you gained from that experience and being able to have a role early on in this program?
I think my freshman year, I actually grew up a lot. And especially from an adversity standpoint, you know, I didn't get to finish out the season due to a season injury, knee injury, tearing my PCL. So I think I grew up a lot, and just, I think my thing is I've never really had to face adversity, not like I had to as a freshman. And being that I was a freshman was a lot harder. And I think, you know, I was out for, I want to say, 5.5 months. And so coming back from that, I think that helped me grow as not just a player, but as a person as well. Just to, it, I think it also helped me understand myself a little better and how strong I was. You know, I had people around me. I had my parents. I had my coaches. I even had my teammates to help me get through that tough time. So I really think my freshman year was, I learned a lot about myself my freshman year.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you, because the injury is obviously serious enough that you had to shut it down for the year. And so tell our listeners just kind of what it is that you did to get back. How hard is rehab? How much time did you put into it? And what were some of the things that you did that allowed you to get back on the court as a sophomore?
I think in the beginning, it was kind of question, do I want to have surgery or do I just want to rehab? initially I was like, I'll go ahead and get the surgery. But then after talking to my parents, after talking to the trainers, I think the best decision for me was to just rehab and not have the surgery. And I mean, who would want to have surgery? Who would want to have someone cutting them open and all that? So I think rehab was the best decision. I rehabbed five and a half months. At the beginning, I think I was just going one today. And then once I started, you know, having to sit out of practice and seeing my teammates play, that inspired me to want to get hurry up and get back on the court. So then, you know, I talked to Megan Harper, which was a trainer at that time, and told her, you know, like, I need to get back on the floor. I need to get back on the floor of my team. And we started doing two-a-days. So it'd be something that it was in the morning before class, and then I would come back after my last class and we'll rehab again and do treatment and all that good stuff. So,
you know, as a sophomore, you played in 28 games with 12 starts. You know, had a handful of assists, but kind of scoring and rebounding numbers were there. Did you think you were full strength that year, or was it just that you were back on the court in a limited capacity just trying to help the team?
I think my sophomore year, I was still concerned about my knee a little bit, and I don't think that I was able to play to my full potential during my sophomore season. There were a couple of games where I did okay, but I think that was a disappointing year for me, actually, to be quite honest. And I just think it was a mind thing. My mind was, oh, I don't want to, you know, hurt my knee, or I don't want this to happen. So I think my sophomore year, it was disappointing, but I think after my sophomore season, junior season, I think I bounced back and had a great season. So,
other than the mindset, where you had to mentally get over that hurdle, was there anything else you did different between your sophomore and junior year? Because the role picked up, you started 27 times, you had a career best scoring average around 9 points a game, so obviously more playing time and responsibility came. Was it simply clearing that hurdle, or was there more to it for you?
I think the difference between my sophomore season and junior season, I think that I had a bigger role on the team and a bigger responsibility. And just talking with Coach Fowler, you know, he wanted me to get back to that the freshman Kobe and even better. So I think the difference was me basically just having a bigger role on the team and doing whatever I could to help my team out, and whatever I needed to do, that I was going to do that.
And you guys played some pretty good basketball down the stretch. How exciting was it to be playing really some of the best basketball under Coach Fowler going into the tournament as that year ended?
It was very exciting. I think last year was a great year for us, especially from the two previous seasons. I felt like last year we had a lot of growth, and I feel like our chemistry was there, and we were able to stick to our principles defensively and offensively. So I think last year it was a big growth season for us, and we just want to continue just to move forward from last year.
So you're the only senior on the roster this year. Naturally, I think people are just going to say, well, senior and leader, and you're going to get it thrown together. But and being the only one, there's no one else to turn to. How has that affected, you know, how you've handled the locker room and off the court stuff this year? And what do you try and do in that role to try and help the team out?
You know, I came in as the only freshman, and I'm leaving as the only senior. And a lot of people ask me, is it a lot of pressure being the only, you know, senior or even leader? And I don't like to look at it that way. I just take on a leadership role and just want to be able to help my team and to lead my team for us to be able to accomplish great things this season. But not even just me being the only senior. You know, they look to me, oh, she has to be the leader because she's a senior. I just think that I have earned a lot of respect from my teammates. And I think even before my senior year, they have looked to me as a leader and somebody they look up to, not as a player, a teammate, but also as a big sister, as a friend. So I think me being in a leadership role this year, it's not hard at all. I actually enjoy it.
Yeah, what do you think, if you're able to look at it big picture, is the most important thing that you've learned in your time at South Alabama that you'll take forward with you?
I think it's the work ethic. Coming in as a freshman, you know, working out and practicing, it was kind of hard for me to, I guess, work hard. And even when I thought I was working hard, I really wasn't. And I think that my coaches have helped me to, you know, have showed me what it really means to work hard. And I think that has really helped me along the way of my 4 years here at South Alabama. And I really appreciate that from my coaches. Before me coming to college, I would have to say I really didn't have to work as hard for anything, being that, you know, you're, especially high school, you're the best player on the team and all of that. But coming in to my college career, especially as a freshman, I've learned what it means to work hard and what hard work really means.
Do you have any favorite moments that you look back on? And it doesn't necessarily have to be wins or games, but, you know, 5-10 years down the road, when you recall your days as a Jaguar, is there anything that stands out that you're like, that you know, yeah, I'm never going to forget that?
I think one of the best moments was actually last year when we played Troy at home and I hit the buzzer beater. I think that was really exciting moment for us, and also just because it was Troy and that's our rival. And I think that was just a great moment for our team, especially that was going into the conference tournament as well. We're getting close to it. So I think that was a great moment, not just for me, but also for my team, because that was something I was able to do to help me and my team get that win.
We're visiting with Colby Davis, women's basketball guard, this week on Inside Jag Nation. Appreciate the time, knowing that there's another final on the way. We're going to let her go shortly, but first, going to ask some questions, just the first thing that pops into your mind, and see if you can't beat our shot clock. Are you ready for that?
Yes, sir.
When you're away from basketball, what do you like to do in your free time?
I like to watch movies. I like shopping. I think shopping is the biggest thing for me.
I'm not going to ask where the money comes from. We'll just trust that it's all good and the taken care of. Outside of basketball, what's your favorite sport?
Volleyball.
What's the best athletic event you've ever attended as a fan?
I would have to say a WNBA game.
Okay. And what athletic event that you've never been to would you like to go to when you have the chance?
I would say a Cleveland Cavaliers basketball game. I'm a huge LeBron fan.
Do you need to see it in Cleveland in his home court, or do you just want to see him anywhere?
Oh, I can see them anywhere.
You get to go on a dream vacation. What's the one spot that you pick?
I would say Bahamas.
As a fan of movies, since you just told us that. We didn't forget. What's your favorite?
Love and Basketball.
Favorite book?
I would say Their Eyes Were Watching God.
Who's your favorite musical artist?
Ooh, there are so many. I'm a huge Beyonce fan.
And now you know you're at the end and the clock is running down when I ask you, who is going to play Colby Davis when some director in the future makes the Colby Davis story?
It can be anybody?
It can be anybody.
I would have to say my little cousin.
So you're going to keep it at home. You don't need a high-paid actress to play that role.
Okay, if I had to pick, I would say Taraji P. Henson.
That's Colby Davis with women's basketball, senior from Wiley, Texas. The Jaguars are back in action after finals, after she graduates. Game time is 7 p.m. Monday against Southern. Colby, thanks so much for taking the time with us this week. Enjoy the ceremony and best of luck the rest of the season.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside Jag Nation every week on USAJaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags! Wow!